Now, I mentioned that the Cronulla Sharks, things are starting to look up for the boys down at the Shire in terms of financially. And joining us on the line is the chairman of the Sharks, Damien Irvine. G'day, Damien.
Afternoon, Mark. Afternoon, Steve. Daryl, how are you?
Good. Very well, mate. Now, just run us through what the good news you've received during the week is.
Look, what we've been working towards and what we were able to announce during this week was a joint venture partnership for our property development holdings down there at Cronulla. As you'd well know, you're probably sick of hearing of it, that there's going to be a property development on the site down there for the last sort of 15 years. The club previously had been approaching that on a self-development model, being the developer and getting plans through and self-constructing and funding, which hasn't taken off the ground in previous years. We've just finished an expressions of interest campaign and signed off on a partnership which we'll be taking to members for their approval with some very experienced, strong companies in a consortium, Bluestone Properties, Capital, and also Parkview. And basically it means that the development is going ahead. It will be a far improved development and area for the community and the club, and it will really, it means it's going to be delivered. Something that's had to happen for many years at the club is realising cash and actual revenue from our land holdings. We're probably asset rich and cash poor there, so finally that's going to be realised.
You're not selling the land though, is that right, Damien?
It's correct, Daryl. We're it's a partnership, so we're in a joint venture partnership, but the land will still always be retained on title to Cronulla Sharks, and there'll be a lease situation there on the majority of the land.
And what sort of buildings are we expecting there? What's going to be built there, mate?
Look, it'll be a retail residential zone. The area is crying out for some more retail and commercial additions there. The North Cronulla precinct has got 420 new home sites going in with an Australand Breen development down there, which is a great development as well. And they're just up the road from us. It's a very exciting prospect for the club, I guess, that we've got a whole new catchment as well as our traditional catchment. So it's going to be a central sort of community area, predominantly retail and residential.
A nice little pocket down there, and you're virtually one of the only clubs that own their own ground. When you do it all up, do you think you might get the environment where you invite other sporting places around the Shire to become involved?
Look, definitely, Stephen. That's certainly our wish, and certainly what the people that have come into partnership with us are very keen on. We need it to be a community hub. First and foremost, we're a leagues club and we're a football club. We're not property developers, so the end result has to be something that can be used for the entire community. And certainly, it's early discussions yet in terms of planning. There will be a planning competition for architects around the world, I guess, to plan exactly what is built there. However, a big part of that would be holistic health and fitness centres, facilities that not only we use as a football club, but obviously other clubs and other people in the Sutherland Shire area, which, you know, you spoke to Smithy before and Ricky Ponting, Glenn McGrath and Boxers, Lauren Eagle, there are a bunch of great sports people from the area. So we'll have a facility there which will also bring revenue into the club by leasing it out and having other people in the community use it.
Damien, in the short term, how is this going to affect the Sharks football team?
Well, funny, Daryl, we've always had the approach over the last 15 months that the property development and any potential licensed club mergers or anything, they're just over and above what we generally do day-to-day. And day-to-day, we run a football club and we run a leagues club. All of this would be irrelevant if the football club kept operating as it has over the last 10 years. If we were just going to develop this, get some money out of it, and then continue to lose $2 to $3 million, it'd be a ridiculous plan. So what we've done a lot over the last sort of 12 months is realistically look at the football club model, do some things which might be seen as pretty standard business practice, but in reality, in football clubs, they often get overlooked. And we're bringing that football club back to a break-even position, which by the start of 2012 it will be. The football club lost about $2.9 million in 2009, approximately $1 million in 2010, and that'll be $400,000 in 2011, and it'll be breaking even for 2012. So what this development means is a few things. Firstly, it frees up, takes a lot of worry out of the place, and also in the members and the public about where we're at. It's not going to inject millions of dollars straight into the football club. What it will do is allow the football club, in that after that 12-month period, really breaking even in any money that comes in, we'll see us, you know, profitable and able to increase operations commensurately.
Damien, an email here from Gil, a message for you. Stand up and take a bow. Can I congratulate you and your hard-working team and the board on all the hard work that is making the Sharks a better place? With the progress and the development at the club, it can only get better for us. As a Sharks supporter, I'm definitely excited about our future on and off the field, and it makes me proud to be a part of the Sharks. Well done, and keep up the great work, and keep believing. That one's from Gil, Damien. And, mate, I'm just looking at the football side of things. One thing I noticed, Shane Flanagan coming in as coach, and he's certainly picked up a few players leading into next year.
Look, he has, Mark, and it's funny, you know, the issues of the club over the past 4 years are well documented, but and nobody that's been involved in the club at that time really is at fault for that. It's just been something the club has built up over time. And what was very noticeable this week, we had our induction for our NRL players, NYC players, and also our junior reps. And, look, we've got a new merchandise supplier. We've got all new faces in the club. We've got a coach there who's fresh and new to the game and new in a head coach role, and also through the NYC grades as well. We've got a lot of staff there that are ready to make names for themselves. And I guess you have to look and smell and think differently and listen to different things for a place to really change. And that's certainly the environment that we've got there this year. In fact, it's without doubt the best place we've been going into an off-season in probably a good decade. And I don't say that lightly either, but first day of training on Monday, Shane's jumping out of his skin. He's putting long hours in, and he's definitely the right man for the job, and he's very much a Cronulla-style coach.
All right, well, Damien, certainly exciting times ahead. Thanks for joining us on Weekend Attention.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
There is the chairman of the Cronulla Sharks, Damien Irvine. Yeah,
good
certainly
for the game.
Some good news for the Sharks and for the game. You're exactly right, Blocker. Yeah. 1-3-1-8-7-3-2-GB.com. This is Weekend Attention. We'll take a break and come back with your calls on the other side of this.